The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, don't you know it's Tuesday? My name is Barbara, and as always, we have a wonderful guest lined up for you. Our guest today is Eric Ridgway. He is the founder of The Human Connection, a counseling group right here in Sandpoint, but serving all of North Idaho. And you may know his name also as the founder of the Long Bridge Swim. You know, we have more to talk about today than we're going to be able to fit in, but we're going to take our first break right now, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
As another year draws to a close, it is a time of reflection and gratitude. From all of us at Idaho Public Television, thank you for allowing us into your home. As Idaho's only statewide media outlet, we provide free programming across multiple platforms. But we can't do it without you. Please consider a year-end donation today. Visit idahoptv.org/year-end-giving or call 1-800-543-6868 to learn more. Thank you for helping us continue to tell Idaho's stories.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. And right now, you can save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. Just text MELT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text MELT to 200-300 right now to save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. But hurry, these big dollar savings won't last long. Text MELT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text the word MELT to 200-300. Text MELT to 200-300.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless, you know. We don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. Say hello and welcome to my guest, Eric Ridgway. Eric, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Barbara, for inviting me. I've enjoyed this every time I've been on.
I know. I have memories of you being on, talking about lots of different things like we're going to do today. You know, we were just talking before we went on the air about how your group, The Human Connection, has grown and expanded. So talk to our audience about your team at Human Connection.
Well, I'll start talking a little bit more broadly. Mental health, behavioral health, emotional health, it's been understood a lot more since COVID that we're all impacted by it.
Yes.
It's not like a small percentage of people that should consider talking to a counselor, talking to a a psychologist, a social worker, a mental health professional, since COVID hit, pretty much everyone can see the benefit. And so that really changed nationally. And fortunately, the Human Connection, my business that I started in 1991, and way back then, things were really quiet and slow. And, you know, decades later, COVID has hit, and every counselor all over the country got waiting lists.
Yeah.
Everyone was starting to see the benefit for it. So that's continued since then. And hopefully not everyone has a waiting list forever, always ongoing. But we have grown as the Human Connection, where we're now a team of about 10 counselors. And we are able to provide more services for the community than we've ever been able to provide before. And that feels really satisfying to me, because I want this community, which I'm super biased about. I love this community. I want us to have the best support possible.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting talking about your expansion in relation to COVID. I think the other thing that I saw happen in COVID in relation to emotional and mental stresses and the need for counseling is that we saw it at all age levels. A lot of times we kind of get stuck in marriages or, you know, but we see young children and high school kids much more in need of counseling, and their parents being aware of it and bringing it to the forefront to people like you and your team.
Barbara, you're spot on. That COVID really hit all populations.
Yes.
It really did. The younger children who are really missing their friends at school when they were in isolation and they couldn't. The teenagers that have all their school activities. College students who they're, you know, those who started college their first year and everything was online. That was really, really stressful. Teachers, a huge amount of the amount of work that we were asking of our teachers, as well as the first responder medical professionals, the amount of stress in that. And if you include teachers and nurses and doctors and firefighters and EMS, that population is huge.
And had their own issues to deal with, as well as coming out and helping us.
Right. They're helping others, but they're all prone to getting it as well.
Right.
And none of us are immune, and we can get sick. And so the stress went really high.
One more quick comment that I would like people to be aware of is that it wasn't just the social, they're missing their peer group and they're missing the in-person classroom. Our young people academically, and that in and of itself created a stressor because they knew they were behind.
Right.
You
right.
know?
There was stress with that. And the parents are going, I want my child to have the best education possible. The teachers are going, I want the children. And yet, you know, due to safety reasons, and I've worked with families that went in and out of being sick over and over and over. And that's really hard on the parents going, how do they maintain work when the children and when, you know, children are in school? So we have a wave of something going around the Sandpoint community. And I'm guessing that's Bonner's Ferry and Coeur d'Alene and Spokane as well. And people are saying, is it COVID? Is it flu? Is it RSV? But something is going around. Strep throat.
Yeah.
And I'm not in the medical profession. I'm in the mental health field.
Exactly.
But my families tell me all these things. It's going around.
You know, and thinking about your team that's expanded for a variety of reasons, I'm interested in knowing what's required in Idaho. We'll just start at the counseling level to hang out a shingle and say, I'm a counselor. What license, training, what's needed in Idaho?
Very good question, Barbara. And a lot of the public doesn't have a sense of what this looks like. So I'm going to start out. The mental health field evolved many years ago out of the medical field. And when it was first starting out of the medical field, all we had was psychiatrists. So people should think about Sigmund Freud. You go to medical school, you become a doctor, and then you specialize in psychiatry. And that's
write prescriptions.
Right. And you write prescriptions. And that's what psychiatrists can do. And then it evolved where they realized, well, some people don't necessarily need medicine. They don't need medical care. They need psychological, talk therapy, and then so psychologists came on board. So psychiatrists go to med school and can prescribe medications. Psychologists get all kinds of training in psychology, but for the most part, don't prescribe medication. Now, there is an exception. Some psychologists would get a PhD, it's not medical school, get a doctorate, they do advanced training where they can prescribe medication, but that came later as well because there's a shortage of psychiatrists in the world, in America, as well as all over Idaho. There's a real shortage of psychiatrists. So then psychologists who get that advanced training, who can prescribe medication, they fill a really valuable, important need. So then there was the degree of psychology. Then after that, they realized people needed more support than those populations could give. And then we had two other fields come out of that, and that was the social work field, looking at families and systems and the Department of Health and Welfare and Child Protective Services. Those people tend to get degrees in social work. And then the counseling field, which is where I am. So I'm bringing my field in last because it was the last to evolve. And so for the counselors and the social workers, what's required usually is a master's degree and a license. Now, people can get a bachelor's degree in any of these programs. You could get a bachelor's degree in psychology, social work, or counseling, but that won't give you a license. That's a stepping stone towards a master's degree and then a license. So to put a shingle out in Idaho, your first original question, you need to have a license. To have the license, you need the master's degree.
So you're saying that your team, all of your team for the services that you provide, they have their master's and a license, or are there exceptions that provide other services?
So very good question. So all graduate schools require their students, and it's a part of the process towards getting a license, to do an internship and a practice. So everyone in grad school right now will be, and that's like thousands and thousands of people at all the programs, all the colleges in the country, the grad schools in the country, all of their students will have to find a place where they can do an internship. So we have interns who call us, and there were years ago, Barbara, when it was just me, where someone would call up and say, I've heard wonderful things about you. Can I do an internship with you? And I'm like,
fabulous.
I'm too small. I'm too busy. I can't. Now we can. So we've helped a number of graduate students in their entry into this profession, and that's felt really good. So we do have interns with us now, and we've enjoyed them. They're often really motivated. They're intelligent. They're, you know, very hardworking. They're eager to be of service, and they come in, and so they're a part of our team as well.
There's nothing better than a motivated student. I'm a teacher. I was a teacher many, many years ago and did my student teaching, kind of like what you're talking about, in a big old high school in Chicago. But yeah, motivated. And you can find them in every classroom, and they stand out like beacons of light.
And the clients love them. The clients love our interns because they're super warm. They're very caring, and they're just super motivated. And they have supervision. So, you know, I've been doing this for over 30 years. So while they may be seeing an intern, they also have the ear of me, who has 30 plus years of experience, and they have access to me. The counselor on the team or the intern on the team has access to my years of experience.
That is very cool. Well, before we get into a couple of specializations that you've added to your menu, neurotherapy and EMDR, we're going to get to that. Describe for our audience the most common reasons that someone in our community, our expanded community from way north Idaho, Boundary County, across Bonner County, might seek help from you and your team.
Good question, Barbara. So basically, counseling could be of benefit for almost any human being. I'll name some of the top reasons why people come in. But children have stresses, whether it's academic stresses. And so parents will call with concerns about their children. Sometimes parents are calling because their teenager is really, you know, rebelling, rambunctious. So it can be parents asking for help. It could be parents asking for help specifically for the kids. Marriage counseling is huge. And I like to joke that as long as there are marriages, there will be a need for counselors. And the reason lesson is male brains and female brains are really different. And there's some people who say, well, this won't be a problem for my friends because they're gay or they're lesbian. No, they're going to have struggles too. No one has it. There's no exemption. There are struggles in relationships.
Relationships
are challenging. Yeah. Now, some people's main stress is stress around work. There's stress in their work environment. So that, again, could be relationships. So marriage counseling is actually a large reason why people come in. And I really support this, Barbara, because I take marriages really, really seriously. And I wish all of our country did. Mm-hmm. Marriages, I believe, my opinion, are worth fighting for, fighting to save.
I think marriages are sacred. You know, I believe in our Lord, and I know that marriages before God are sacred. All marriages, however they're formed, you know, whatever the belief system is of that husband and that wife, is to me sacred.
And Barbara, while I approach it not from a religious perspective at all, many, many, many of my clients are very strongly spiritually based. And I can't agree with you more, and I can't agree with those clients more, that this is really something sacred. All of us would like to have a partner, a companion that we can count on for the rest of our life.
Right.
If there are children, children would like to have an intact mom and dad.
Yes.
So the dissolution of a family is devastating. It's wreaking havoc on society, on individuals, adult individuals, on children. And so I wish everyone would really make a serious attempt at counseling, professional help, before they get a divorce. And one of the criticisms, so I tend to love my clients, okay? I really, really enjoy my clients. But one of the criticisms that I can give them often when I'm loving them after they've come in and things are going really
truth
well.
With love.
Right? Is I wish you would come sooner, because while your issues, I will tell them, are savable, you can save this marriage. It would have been so much easier had you come in 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Don't wait till it gets really, really bad to get support. If I hear a bad noise in the engine of my car, I should take it to the mechanic immediately, not wait until it's really bad and then go to the mechanic.
Great example. I was just thinking as you were saying that, that permeates lots of areas of our life. Do you know that I never knew? I've been going to a chiropractor recently, and I thought that you had to have whiplash or you had to be injured. Little did I know that there's this maintenance thing going on with whatever it is, whether it's your dentist, your chiropractor, your pastor, your counselor. You need to maintain like good marriages. Good marriages can benefit from a marriage wellness weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, even your example of your car, I mean, yeah, if it's making a noise, you better go in, but you need to get in for oil changes and, you know, top off those liquids every now and then.
It's the maintenance, Barbara. You're so right on. And with marriages, because they're so important, because we do want companionship, and because our feelings do get hurt, we get confused, we get scared, we get overwhelmed, we get sad. This is all couples. And I think that the world is different today than it was 20 years ago, where couples see that. I had a couple in my office last week, and obviously everything is anonymous, so nobody could identify who this is by what I'm saying over the air. But they're not married, but they're going to be married. They're going in that direction. And they're, you know, late 50s, 60s. And they did pre-marriage counseling.
Amen.
Because they realize how important this is. And this is not a first marriage for either of them. They see it as sacred. And they want to do that. I would support everybody in doing that. On a different age scale, I had a teenager, again, many years ago that I'll never forget, and I love this family because I know the whole family, with a teenage girl. She was 13. She didn't want to talk to a counselor. She did not want to talk to a counselor, but her older sister had and her parents had. And so the parents said, you know, you seem stressed out. I want you to talk. So she didn't want to come. And on her third session, counseling's going absolutely great. She's over her fear. And I think that's the initial thing. People are afraid. And on the third session, she's just talking about everything. It's going great. And at the end of the counsel, she said, "Eric, I think every teenager should have a counselor that they can talk with." And it was so sweet. She just got it. It's
wisdom.
Not scary. It's this could benefit any teenager. Well, that's true for any marriage.
It can be scary at the beginning. You know, it can be to think you're going to go in and talk to a stranger or whatever and tell them what you only write in your diary, you know, but pretty soon it's not that scary. That is such a great story.
And Barbara,
true.
Thank you for highlighting the fear. And I want to put out there for the whole world to hear, everyone is scared the first time you go in. Everybody is no exception. So I have talked to many counselors for my own personal support over the years, and I'm scared at the beginning of every single one. And I've seen different people at different times. And one of the misperceptions is if someone goes to see a counselor, it must mean they're really screwed up.
Oh,
they're
that
really
is
broken.
So good. Yeah,
and
no,
that is not my
true.
Experience at all. So I'm not scared to let the whole world know that I've talked to many counselors. It's kind of like letting the world know I take my car to the mechanic to get my car running the best it can run and to keep it running well. I'm not embarrassed to tell anyone I want to take good care of my car. Counseling provides support so that we can be our healthiest selves. And again, I think this has shifted. 20 years ago, I think there was a lot less understanding of that. And that seems much more understood now by the general public. So we're seeing a lot more people utilize this resource that's available all across the country to get support.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm seeing so many connections that are kind of outside of counseling to help people latch on to it. But, you know, the first time you think you're going to actually get in the ocean with that scuba gear, you tell me what your heart rate is. We're afraid, whether it's a little kid getting on a two-wheel bike or whatever, we are imperfect. And
yes.
Honestly, I think it's some kind of, we're going to have to take a break here, but I think it's some kind of a pride issue that gets in our way. And if we just humble ourselves, you know what? I'm a human being. I make mistakes. I don't always understand. And if you could get to that point, then you open yourself up to counselors, to help, to prayer, to whatever, and all of that, all including all of that together. I love it. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back.
Oh, oh, oh. Come ring in the season with some holly jolly jackpots at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. Santa's got you on his list for winter wonder spins and a New Year's Eve countdown to cash. Cozy up at a Kootenai Falls Lodge room starting at just $79 midweek or upgrade to a Riverview room for only $99. Join us at the Springs Restaurant and try one of our December specials for only $16, including delicious tri-tip steak, double-cut pork chop, Yankee pot roast, chicken fettuccine alfredo, and more. And this December, the spa special is extra warm and inviting. A 30-minute massage, enriched foot ritual, and a tranquility tub soak for only $89. Welcome to winning. Come on up and make this a December to remember. Book your trip to the Kootenai Casino now. Just call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit kootenairiverinn.com.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Do you want to lose weight and actually keep it off? Do you want to learn how to cultivate a balanced lifestyle after your weight loss? Hi, I'm Dr. Cameron Vandenberg, owner of Intermountain Wellness in Sandpoint.
And I'm Alyssa, Intermountain's nutritionist, and we are with you every step of the way. Our functional approach to care is proactive instead of reactive and uses detailed blood analysis. Our program helps you to lower inflammation in your body, reset your hypothalamus, and effectively lose weight.
Call 208-263-2247 to find out about our limited discounts at Intermountain Wellness.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everyone, welcome in. I am so glad you're with us today, 97.1 FM, 1450 AM, and wherever you are, including my cousin in Colorado, you can catch this live broadcast at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Our guest today is Eric Ridgway. He is with the counseling group. I think you've got, like, counting yourself, like 12 members or something like that. It's called the Human Connection. They're here in Sandpoint, but they're serving you, all of North Idaho. So what's the telephone number that, as we have people listening, they may want to call in to just see?
Absolutely. We would, people can call 24/7. And the phone number is 208-265-5412.
All right. We'll be repeating that for you folks, 208-265-5412. 5412. All right. So you had another thought about the hesitancy, the concern that people might have that when they make that phone call.
Yes, yes. So everyone who calls a counselor is scary at first. It's anxiety producing. You feel nervous. Everyone, that is universal, no exceptions. And I don't care where you live, what your background is, it's scary to make the first phone call.
Young or old.
Young or old, it really doesn't matter. Everyone is scared. And what I want to encourage, and when I get to meet people in person, they feel it from me. Have the courage, because the counselor that you call, they're your servant. They work for you. And so you're the boss. And if you're not comfortable with the counselor, you can fire them. In fact, I encourage everyone who I talk with to, and I remind them, you're my boss. I work for you. I'm a servant. And my job is to provide you a service that's so good, you want to utilize it. If it doesn't feel really good, that's not the right counselor for you. And Barbara, I say it this way emphatically. You, the client, are not doing something wrong. The counselor is not a good fit for you. So keep firing counselors until you find one that is a good fit for you. Because I guarantee you, there is a counselor out there, or a psychologist, or a psychiatrist out there that will be a good fit for you. The challenge is, if you're looking for the psychiatrist, they are the smallest in number, and so they're really, really busy. So you don't have as many options. And PhD psychologists, you also want to find one that's a good fit, but the number is smaller. So there's a much greater number of master's degree level counselors and social workers. And so you could fire lots of them. You could fire 20 of those in this town and still have an abundant others to check in with. And you can't do that with the psychiatrist and the psychologist.
Yeah. You know, choosing your counselor was making me think, we talked about it on the commercial break, and that is, I'm a woman of faith. So I believe in Jesus Christ. And I believe that I go to my prayer team at church and we pray and I seek counsel, and maybe I seek counsel from my pastor. But like anything, sometimes pastors will actually refer people of faith, people not of faith, whatever, to you and your team because you have certain skill sets that we may need.
Absolutely, Barbara. And so about half of the team at the Human Connection are very strong Christians, and that's really important to them. And one I think would not identify themselves as a Christian, but very strong faith-based.
Yes.
And so they're all involved in churches, and they support counseling.
And that goes with your idea of find a counselor that you're comfortable with. If I can say, you know, can we pray, or would you pray for me? And that counselor says yes, and I know they mean it. I know that's a really good fit for me.
Absolutely. And so we have many counselors, not just with my team, the Human Connection, but all over North Idaho, Spokane, everywhere, all across the country, you can find Christian counselors. And you can find counselors because there are some people that don't want any religion coming into their counseling,
exactly,
into their mental health work. And that is totally fine too.
Yeah.
And so I don't, as I mentioned earlier, I don't come from a religious background. And my very devoted Christian clients tease me a lot because they say, Eric, you quote the Bible more than my Christian friends do.
We're praying for you.
Right, right. Because, and I hadn't mentioned this earlier, but I believe from a non-religious point of view, people without faith are in trouble. I really feel that. We have to have faith because we don't know the future.
Everybody has faith in something.
Right. We have
to
have faith.
Depends on what you're putting your faith in.
Yeah. If we don't have faith in something positive, I think we're in trouble. And I tell that to all my Christian clients and all the non-Christian clients as well. You better have faith in something positive or you're in trouble.
You know, I know we can't do, Ashley, a counseling session, but we've just come through what I consider to be kind of one of the more difficult seasons of anyone's life, no matter where you are. It's darker. It's winter up here. Even if it's winter in Arizona, it's still winter. And the holidays are big stressors, even if you're joyful getting together with your family or you're all alone. So give us some ideas as people are, you know, we've still got a week left. We're into New Year's. Give us some tips, some ideas, some counseling on how to, what would it be, to strengthen, armor up a little bit and to have strategies to help us.
Barbara, thank you for thinking about that because, in fact, I can speak from many, many years of experience around the Christmas holidays is the single most stressful time of year. And we feel it, and I'm willing to bet counselors all over the country, whether you're in northern climates or in Arizona, you feel it. It's the stress around the holidays in large part is around expectations. Mm. And we're getting together often with family, and sometimes families are colorful, they're challenging, they're interesting, they're not always totally healthy. And that's okay because none of us are totally perfectly healthy. I'm not totally perfectly healthy.
I know I'm not.
And my wife, who is my absolute best friend, she's really close to perfect, but she's not. And she and I notice that we can be on each other's nerves. Now, if we gather more and more people, the aunts, the uncles, the kids, the grandkids, the bigger the family gets, because none of us are perfect, and all of us have our own little idiosyncrasies, the stress does build up.
Yeah.
It's not a maybe. It's an absolute. It builds up for everyone. So even though it may be the most exciting time, the most wonderful time of the year, it is also the most stressful time of year. So part of what we need going into it is looking at our expectations. And again, from a non-religious background, I want to use this word grace.
Oh.
Can we bring grace to our loved ones, to our relatives who are challenging, who are difficult? Can we bring grace and kindness to them who maybe don't have the greatest social skills, who maybe aren't aware of how they're impacting others? At this time of year, can we bring them grace? Because they're doing the best they can to be in the world. And if they don't have the social skills that others may have, let's be extra kind to them.
Yeah.
Let's be extra patient to them.
I love the word grace, to extend grace. You know, you may think you know Uncle Bob or whatever, and there are things that irritate you. You do not know everything that he's going through, everything that's on his heart and in his mind that's worrying him. He's maybe never told anyone. So extending grace to him because you don't know ought to be the first thing on your list.
Thank you, Barbara.
What about loving the unlovable? That's another one I like to say.
Barbara, I love talking with you. Because there is, I believe, something that is lovable in absolutely every human being.
Yeah.
And for some people, it may be really hard to see that. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that I know that I can find lovable in them. Because it's there in everyone. And so when I talk about grace, it's actually, can we be the bigger person? If we are more talented, skilled, intelligent, trained, whatever, can we be the kinder person to extend that grace to that person who maybe has more struggles than we've had or has had less privilege and they're really struggling?
You know, this is going to probably have the same answer, but we've been talking about people in our family. But when we go shopping or, oh my goodness, out on the roads driving and there are strangers around us doing things we may not agree to, there's that grace again, to extend grace, because you really don't know what these people are going through.
And what if, Barbara, again, I love your energy, how you feel about this. What if some of the people around us are struggling far greater than I have ever struggled in my whole life? And do I want to be an elitist where I think I'm better than someone else? I absolutely don't. And so public out there, if you're thinking of calling a counselor for the first time, know that your professional that you work with should be the opposite of an elitist. They should be a humble servant who treats you with kindness. You honor them, the public, by calling someone to ask for their support. You're honoring them, and they need to be worthy of your time and you're seeking them out. So if your counselor doesn't feel like that for you, if your dentist doesn't feel like that, if your mechanic doesn't feel that, there are other mechanics who will treat you really well, dentists who will treat you really well, whether it's your doctor, your lawyer, but we are all servants and they should be welcoming you and making you feel safe and whole and providing support.
And before we take a break, I'm going to turn that around because I know that my doctor and in the office, they are going through a lot more serious things with people, their other patients than they are with me. I'm coming in for a wellness exam and they've just walked out of a room, I don't even think I can say it, where they've given bad news to someone. So I need to extend grace to that doctor because he's going to be a little bit whatever with me. So amen to that. Anyway, God bless you, doctor. You know who you are. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute.
Bull riding, the perfect fusion of strength, skill, and pure willpower. Professional bull riders aren't just athletes. They're daredevils with cowboy souls. Come experience the true modern West, where 8 seconds of glory will create a lifetime of memories. It's PBR Spokane at Spokane Arena, Saturday, January 13th. Tickets available at ticketswest.com, PBR.com, and the Spokane Arena box office. Hold on tight. The ride of your life is about to begin.
Go, Chiefs, go. Ahead into the Seattle zone. Chevalier off left side. Out front. Shot. Score! Carter Street and Spokane with a 4-2 lead with 3:31 remaining.
This Wednesday and Saturday, your Spokane Chiefs are home in the Spokane Veterans Memorial Arena. Wednesday, it's another Tickets West player magnet giveaway as the Chiefs host Wenatchee. Saturday, Sturm Heating presents a family feast as your Chiefs take on the Tri-City Americans. Puck drops Wednesday at 7:05. For tickets, go to SpokaneChiefs.com.
Does anyone feel like life is busier than ever, especially with the holidays? I'm a planner and try to think of it all, but what about the unexpected? Now I've got that covered. My husband and I finally got life insurance with SelectQuote, and I couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. This holiday season, I feel a little lighter, knowing my family is protected and ready for whatever the new year throws our way. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-675-8181. That's 1-800-675-8181. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-675-8181. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Eleanor's diagnosis is acute myeloid leukemia.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Immediately when we got here, you get a nurse that walks around with you like for the first 3 days you're here to kind of give you the lay of the land and where to go. They know you're already drowning from the news that you're getting and why you're here. So they don't want you to have to figure stuff out by yourself. I know like you're here and you're not supposed to be happy or you're not supposed to smile, but it's hard not to when there's this giant community of strangers all working towards one goal. It doesn't matter where they come from, it doesn't matter what they believe. They are all fighting to end childhood cancer, and I think that's something that should be celebrated.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Hey everyone, if you are enjoying this conversation, and I have a feeling you are, and you want to talk to any of the counselors at the Human Connection, Eric Ridgway and his team, 208-265-5412 will get you there and you can begin a journey of health and maintenance with them. And you know, again, we were talking on the break, and there are a lot of factors that we can bring into our lives. In addition to counseling, to support our mental and emotional and relationship health, food and exercise. So talk to our audience about other things we can do to be strong.
Yes. So a human being could do all kinds of things without ever talking to a counselor or a psychologist or a social worker or a psychiatrist to be healthy. You don't have to do this. I do not believe that like everyone must do counseling. I don't believe that at all. And I want to throw out several things. What we read, what we put into our brain has an impact on us. So I like to read inspirational things. And Barbara, as we're connecting here, we're enjoying each other's energy. I want to read books. I want to watch movies that have good energy. There are some people reading stuff and watching stuff that's really bad energy. Some people have cut the news out of their life. Why would they cut the news out of their life? Well, the news often is putting the most horrific things going on around the planet. If it bleeds, it leads. Well, if you put that into your brain, you feel it. You feel it. So think about the energy of what's around you. What books are you reading? Do you read inspirational things? That's what I'm seeking out. Things that lift me up. I like to watch, whether it's television or a movie, things that lift me up. We're being impacted by everything around us, including the people. Are we around people with positive energy? Now, if someone's struggling, I want to have compassion for them. I want to do what I can to help lift them up. But I also need to protect myself from being around people who are going to just totally drain me. I don't want to hang out with the person who, and I'm not trying to badmouth anyone, but who is an alcoholic and talks about what's negative in the world, and day after day, week after week, they're just talking about the negative in the world while they're doing nothing to improve their life.
Yeah,
I have compassion.
Be like somebody coming into your office and saying, you know, help me, take care of me, you know, make everything right, and they're doing nothing on their side of the rowboat,
right,
to help this situation.
We all have to do the work. So what I say, and I really believe this, is that anyone could benefit from counseling, but you have to be willing to do the work. You first of all have to show up, and then you have to be willing to do the work. It's not like the dentist is going to fix my tooth, and all I do is show up and sit there. The dentist does the work. In the counseling field,
I have to keep brushing my teeth.
Yes, the maintenance. Yes, the maintenance is there. So with counseling, you're doing the work. If you're going to be a client, you're going to do work. You have to put effort into it.
That's good.
And part of it is, and you mentioned this, Barbara, physical activity. People who are so sedentary that they're not getting out of their house, they're isolating and they're sitting and they're doing nothing physically active, it would be almost impossible to not be depressed. Yeah. I have a large amount of energy. I get out into this community a lot, but I encourage all of the public, even if you never talk to a counselor, be engaged. And that could be as simple as going for a walk. What's interesting is they've done study after study. adults who have a dog that they take for a walk are healthier and happier in medical ways and psychological ways than those who don't. Because when you're walking your dog, that's good for the dog and it's good for the person.
I don't want another dog. I don't want to walk that dog at 9 o'clock at night in a blizzard because he needs to go out. I don't have a gated yard anymore. But you know what I have instead of a dog? I'm in a new relationship with my mini trampoline.
Wonderful!
It's in my second bedroom, and there it is. It's like my faithful little dog.
So being physically active, and Barbara, that's it. It is
inside
trampoline.
Inside in the bad weather and outside when you can.
Right. If you can get outside when the weather's good, that's great. But when the roads are icy, please don't slip and fall, folks. Be safe, be careful, or get those tracks that you put on the bottom of your shoes. So if you're walking in the snow and ice, it's giving you gription so that you don't slip and fall. But be active. Activity is so vitally important to our mental health. We were talking at the break that I have a family friend from years ago where the little girl wanted to do Zumba. And we were at the Bonner County Fair. And her parents are not as crazy and outgoing as I am. And the little girl wanted to do Zumba. And it was free. And they were doing a demonstration. And the instructor was really good energy and fun. And I told this little girl, and she must have been, I don't know, 8 or something, I'll do Zumba with you.
Let's do this.
And I was horrible, but I was laughing so much and she was having fun. Yeah. And we only did it for 5 minutes, but I really believe it would be impossible to do Zumba and not have fun. And if you're depressed and you find a fun Zumba instructor, that is the best therapy that I can think of.
Or water aerobics. I lead water aerobics and I do it with music. And if you like to splash in the water, it's happiness.
And I'm a swimmer and I'm at the pool at times when water aerobics classes are going on and they are happy men and women, right, young and old, having a great time,
right,
with water aerobics.
And doing a lot of talking sometimes not even doing the exercise, but catching up with each other in the water. It's totally a good time. Exercise is good and it helps us sleep too, doesn't it?
And part of what you're saying, Barbara, I really like, it's the social connection. It's social interaction.
Yep.
If we're not getting enough social interaction, it's really hard for stress not to accumulate and build up.
That's true.
Really hard for sadness. If we don't have people to talk with and laugh with, to share ideas with, depression and anxiety are the two biggest diagnoses all across the country. Mm. And that doesn't matter what state you're in. It doesn't matter what your income level is. Anxiety and depression are the two big ones.
I have to have you back because we're down to just a minute and a half or so, but I'd add loneliness kind of on that list. What happens is you get lonely. It's not that you're never alone. You can be alone, watch TV. You don't have to have people around you all the time, but you do need to connect with people through your week, whether it's work or church or walking together, playing bridge, whatever.
Absolutely, Barbara. Loneliness is an accelerant that will make mental health issues get worse faster, possibly the isolation and loneliness, faster than almost anything. And that's really, social media has some benefits and it has some drawbacks, and people are getting more disconnected across the country. And so, yeah, that would be great to talk about more at some point. That's a huge issue in America today.
All right. You know, I literally like 30 seconds. Food also feeds into this. We don't, not necessarily that we have to go through like what we both believe is, but keep yourself nourished. Be smart in what you eat, at least 50% of the time.
Eating healthy food, staying physically active, not isolating, those are critical key. You don't have to talk to a counselor, but if you're not eating healthy, if you're not moving and active, and if you're socially isolated, you will struggle. If you do those three well, and sleep is important. Yeah. But when stress gets bad enough or depression gets bad enough, it's really hard to sleep.
Clearly, Eric, I've got to have you back. We've just got a ton of stuff more to talk about. This has been so much fun. Total good energy. 265 5412. Talk to Eric and his team. All right, that's it for today. Next week, I'm pleased to be able to talk with two of the pastors that I had the privilege of visiting Israel with just last September. Two brothers, both pastors, Ken Lawrence here in Sandpoint and his brother, Pastor Les, in North Carolina. What a crew. It was just so wonderful. I can't wait to talk to them and share that with you. So until then, this is Barbara saying take care of yourself, slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.